Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If men could have favor with God simply by being good or doing good works, they would have reasons for demanding salvation from God, but that would totally eliminate the grace of God. Yet the New Testament writers continually stress God's grace as man's hope of salvation. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus 2:11-12. Paul informed the Corinthians, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and base things of the world, and things that are despised has God chosen, yea, and things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." 1 Corinthians 1:26-29. Could the things that are despised refer to Christians? The word despised literally means to consider as nothing. There is no doubt that many people have looked at Christians as if they were not even worthy of living. In the eyes of many, Christians are nothing. They certainly have no right to express opinions on moral or political questions. Dr. Richard John Newhouse, a Roman Catholic priest, has a powerful book with the title, The Naked Public Square. Christians, like all other citizens, are expected to pay taxes and be good citizens, but they must not have any standing in the political community. Paul tells us how the world, including some who call themselves Christians, often regard faithful Christians. "We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this present hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place, and labor working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, and are the scum of all things unto this day." 1 Corinthians 4:10-13. In this reading, Paul was speaking specifically of the attitudes of unfaithful brethren toward those who are dedicated to God. But the principle has applied to the church's enemies almost from the beginning of Christianity. Why would God choose the foolish things, the weak things, the base things, the things that are despised, and those that appear as of no value? Paul furnishes the answer, that no flesh should glory in his presence. What many worldly people, and even some who call themselves Christians, do not realize is that God does not need any man. If God had needs that only man could fill, he would not be God. But he has chosen the foolish, the weak, the base things, and the things that are despised to show his goodness, love, and mercy. Incidentally, things that God has chosen are not foolish and weak and base in his sight and in the sight of good men. But the world considers what God has done for our salvation and edification as foolish, weak, and despised. I am reminded of Lewis Cochran's novel on the life of Alexander Campbell. His book has the title, A Fool of God. Cochran was not calling Alexander Campbell a fool. He was arguing from a worldly viewpoint. Why would a man of such great learning and dedication devote himself to the preaching of the gospel? Paul used the same language in telling us what the world thought of him and his companions. 1 Corinthians 4:10. The day will come when the enemies of Christianity will learn how foolish and weak and base and despised they are in God's sight. They will hear the Lord say, "Depart, I never knew you." What a sad day that will be. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.